On Tuesday, May 16th, it's the premiere of a locally produced feature film called 75. It'll be screened at the 20th Century in Oakley. And to talk about the movie, we have its director, Joe Zappa, and one of the actors, Tiffany Davis, who plays Leslie in this movie. Thank you both for being here.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So let's start with the title of the movie is 75, which is not a quantity, but the interstate. So, Joe, you're the director. Why did you pick that out as a symbol to mark the locality of your film?
Well, it all kind of came from the idea that all the contraband mainly comes up the interstate. The film is about an epidemic of heroin laced with other opiates, pharmaceutical painkillers coming in from 75 and basically flooding the Midwest, mainly cities like Cincinnati and Indianapolis.
You've centered your film on this area then?
Yeah, Cincinnati is definitely a main character in this movie.
So could this have been done elsewhere?
Not really. I mean, you could have made a film about a city being affected by virtually the same set of problems, like the same drug war and the same politics or the same social situations of a lot of people, but it would have been very different. We definitely wanted to make this a specifically Cincinnatian movie. I mean, everybody in it is from Cincinnati, or mostly. I mean, there are a lot of people from Louisville and Columbus who made the film too, but we shot it on location here. We shot it in our own backyards. So it's very distinctively about Cincinnati.
So let's talk with Tiffany for a moment here. And you're in the film. You play Leslie. Who is Leslie and why should we care about her?
Right. So one of the main things we wanted to do with this film was to make the heroin epidemic very relatable to people, because too many times people place heroin addicts into another category. So that was one of the main goals for the characters, to just make them relatable people. Now, Leslie is a stay-at-home mom. She is going through a couple different crises in her life that everyday people can very much relate to. From these crises, she's really been put under a lot of different stresses. And unfortunately, she reaches out to heroin, and it could have been very easy for anybody to have been in the same kind of situation.
You're one character, and how many other stories go through this movie?
We basically follow four different families, like different family units, and from there we kind of extrapolate with other characters who kind of interconnect and kind of intertwine. So basically a lot of suburban people all the way down to people on street corners, and trying to show the connection between these suburban families and the people that they otherize, as Tiffany was talking about.
Now, the stories that you do in the film, are these real people you're representing, or is this total fiction combination?
It is total fiction, but it was drawn from real life instances of people that I knew and that a few of the people working on the script with me knew, Kit Bennett and Sahil Sharma. And
yeah, I definitely think that there's some real life instances that kind of gave inspiration to some different characters.
And we drew upon that, but we didn't want to make a film with an agenda. We really wanted to make a movie that was an original story.
Now, as a story, I know there's a deep message involved in this. What the message be? I mean, you're trying to advocate for individuals, like, or just expose what's going on?
Definitely just expose what's going on. We were very staunch about not making any kind of statement. The movie really doesn't pick a fight. What it really does is basically what Tiffany was saying about her character, which is what we try to do with every character in the movie, which is show them three-dimensionally, basically aside from how we perceive them and cast aspersions on them, you know, and just kind of give a face to the problem, give a face to the numbers.
How about some of the other sides of the issue? Like, do we have law enforcement? Are they part of it? Mm-hmm. Medical community? And did you go to real doctors and police for this?
Right. So even for my character, for Leslie, actually, because there are some graphic scenes that I actually have to show some very graphic heroin use. And so I actually went to some different doctors, to intake nurses, to different people. And then I also have had some personal experience in my own life through different family members with a different drug addiction. So we were actually able to take inspiration from a lot of people that we all knew. However, we definitely were very vigilant in going and making sure that we had the right people and the right input. Even one of the other characters, one of the main characters, she is actually a psychologist who really faces a lot of these issues too with her patients.
Basically, as much as we focus on the four main kind of family units, all of the kind of disparate characters are pretty much tethered to each other by their relationship to the character of the psychologist. She works at an adult rehabilitation center. So you'll find throughout the film that people will cross paths without really knowing the hardships they're going through. Tiffany's character at one point emerges from the therapist's office right before another major character goes in. And so we see that the weight of the problem is on her shoulders, this character. And then there's also a team of law enforcement who are basically going around on drug busts and rip and runs and starting to wonder about the futility of it all. So that sort of happens throughout. That's a whole other arc.
Who are some of the other people that we get to see on screen in this one?
We see Kit Bennett, who was Tiffany's co-star in a web series we worked on last year. He also produced the film. We have Marcus Jackson and Louis Cowan and Shannon Faith and Christina Kopf, Lizzie Walther, Myra Grubbs, Coram Sanford. I mean, it's an enormous cast. I mean, I can just do a laundry list here if you want.
Yeah, Brandel Productions is really good about going and trying to find as many local artists as possible within the whole region. So these are all really great actors that come from this home state. And it's actually kind of interesting because even during filming, we had, a private Facebook group that everybody would connect through. Mm-hmm. During the filming of that, we were actually able to see how much this epidemic has affected people. And we didn't even realize the outreach that it would affect people within just our film itself. And it seemed like every day somebody was posting on the Facebook page, my family's been affected this way, or did you see this death occur, or did you guys see the news today? And hey, I didn't know that this individual in my life was also affected by heroin. So it actually kind of dominoed effect during the entire process of filming this.
Really snowballed. I mean, we really learned just how bad the problem was over the course of having decided to make it. It was very strange that way.
We're talking with Joe Zappa, who is the director of 75. When did you start with this project? I mean, how long did it take you to actually make it happen? How long have you been thinking about it?
Well, I'm going to be really honest. I was presented with the idea by Sahil Sharma, another filmmaker. And he presented this idea for a concept that basically is essentially the premise of this film. Basically, an interconnected group of people in Cincinnati dealing with the opiate crisis, all the way down from law enforcement through the healthcare community through normal people. And I really was more interested in the idea of doing a movie that was kind of a tableau of a city. So that's what really drew me to it. And then after he had written a draft of the script, we were able to flesh it out from there. And that took us several months. And that must have started about a little over a year ago. We, I think, probably had a final draft. Well, we didn't really have a final draft of the script until we started shooting. And then even from there, scenes that were just a couple of lines on the page turned into 2, 3, 4 solid minutes of something wholly different.
So I think maybe a year and a half for the whole process.
I would say, yeah, between a year and a year and a half, pretty much nonstop.
What can we come out with after we finish watching the film?
I really don't think that the movie offers any solutions any more than it finds the root of the problem. So essentially what we did was we just basically created as accurate a portrait of life here in the way that we saw it, the cast and the crew and everybody bringing that kind of almost autobiographical level of knowledge about the subjects of the opiate crisis to the movie. Basically, what we have to offer is a really genuine impression of a time and place and the problem that kind of bleeds through it.
We've been staring into the abyss known as 75 with its director, Joe Zappa, and Tiffany Davis, one of the actors of the movie. It's about the area and about the opiate epidemic that's going on in our region. It shows on May 16th, a Tuesday evening at the 20th Century Theater. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Americans, lady Americans, this is James Brown. I want to talk to you about one of our most deadly killers in the country today. I had a dream the other night, and I was sitting in my living room. I dozed off to sleep, so I started dreaming. I dreamed I walked in a place, and I saw a real strange, weird object standing up talking to the people, and I found out it was heroin, that deadly drug that go in your veins. He said, I came to this country without a passport. Ever since then, I've been hunted and sought. My little white grains are nothing but waste, soft and deadly and bitter to taste. But I'm a world of power, and all know it's true. Use me once, and you'll know it too. I can make a mere schoolboy forget his books. I can make a world-famous beauty neglect her looks. I can make a good man forsake his wife, send a greedy man to prison for the rest of his life. I can make a man forsake his country and flag, make a girl sell her body for a $5 bag. Some think my adventure's a joy and a thriller, but I'll put a gun in your hand and make you a killer. In cellophane bags, I found my way to heads of state, to children at play. I financed in China, ran in Japan. I'm respected in Turkey, and I'm legal in Siam. I take my addicts and make them steal, borrow, beg. Then they search for a vein and the arm of the leg.